And you are listening to KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, the station that loves you. And this is Felicia and Marshall with Kauai Soapbox, and we're going to have a great show today. In the studio with me, I have Kalalea, Kauhane, and then Ipotorio, his mom, is in here with us too. And in a few minutes, we're going to have Dancing Fox from Standing Rock will be calling in, along with, so we're going to second half of the show, Kamealoha, Hanohano Smith, and Hope will be coming in here. So we're going to have a good show today, talking about all kinds of things. And right now, I really want to acknowledge our underwriters that helps keep us on the air. And by the way, we are going to have a special this week called Declare Your Love on KKCR, so you can donate $25 or more to KKCR by February 13th and hear your declaration of love announced on KKCR every live show from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Valentine's Day, so you can tell your person how much you love them. So Kauai Soapbox is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kauai Store, Betty Jean Nativio, and Howley Girl.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, staff, board, members, volunteers, or underwriters.
The Kauai Store is located in Kapa'a on the highway in front of Kostilas. The store has authentic Kauai products including clothing, snacks, art, coffee, crafts, and more. We even have local food samples. The Kauai Store products are also available online at thekauaistore.com.
Betty Jean Nativio, artist for hire, teaching both art and cooking, including the School of Chocolate Art for all ages and abilities. Multi-art mediums, including reverse glass painting, available for events, signage, custom gifts, and more. More information at bettyjeannativio.com or 808-652-3781.
Howley Girl Island Suites presents The Tea Room in the gallery located in Kinipopo Shopping Center in Kapa'a, offering full-service high tea and desserts. More information at 808-822-2253.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
And mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Marshall.
Hey, Felicia, what's happening?
Oh, you know, all kinds of fun things. And I'm trying to see if you're mic'd up right.
How are we doing?
I was like, maybe okay. And then Kalalea.
Hi, how's it going?
I am so glad to have you in here, and we are looking forward to your songs. And you are a beautiful musician. You just had your birthday, is that right? Are you 23?
No, I'm actually just turned 22, you know.
22, okay.
Still relatively. 22 years young.
22 years young. And so we're going to have a lot of different topics today, and we're going to start off with my friend Jumping Fox from Standing Rock, and I think a few of her friends are going to call in and give us an update on what's going on in North Dakota. I talk story with them from time to time, and it is always so interesting to hear, you know, what it's like being out in a very, very cold place. And so she has lived some of her time here, but so she knows Kauai well. Then I'm just going to bring up a few of the island issues that may come up in calls and discussions later in the show. Some people have noticed that the Air Force has brought in some F-22 Raptors. Did you hear them?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what that is?
Those, mm-hmm.
They're very loud warplanes. So I'll just be honest. I'm not super stoked or comfortable with that. And the Marines have brought in their Osprey helicopters. So I've noticed that people have noticed the noise. It's hard to not notice them when they fly through the air.
Mm-hmm.
I was also paying attention a little bit to these nominations to the new presidential pieces. I see that Maisie Hirano and Brian Schatz actually endorsed a number of the nominations that the new president is putting in there. I see that they both did, though, vote no on the last two nominees. There's Tillerson for Secretary of State.
Exxon man,
yeah, you know, so that's an interesting contradiction. And then Betsy DeVos was approved today, though both of our people said no to that. She is for the Department of Education. I have an educator in the room here who's quiet right now, but that's Ipo. So, you know, I'm open to seeing what happens, but that's an interesting piece. And on the legislature, there's a lot of stuff going on in the legislature. Like tomorrow in the legislature, there, I think, is four bills in front of them for charter schools. And Kalalea, you've been a big part of Kanui Kapono Charter School.
Oh, of course, yeah. Charter school is being one of the main foundations of culture, you know, just and roots and culture, which is exactly what my new single is really about. It's about unity and ohana, bringing back that, you know, that oneness with community, and really just, like I said, unity. I really do express that in one way, because that is very crucial in these times, especially now.
Yes, and so we will talk about that a little bit towards the end of the talk with the people from Standing Rock, because you have a song maybe for them too.
Oh yes, actually, we're blessed to have Grandma Cassie come down to my mom was actually doing a woman summit, very powerful woman summit. Mm-hmm. Everyone was gathered, and I was actually inspired with a song written for them, just for them to, you know, really just, it's called Stand Strong, to really just stand strong, stand firm. Oni pa'a, which is one of Liliu O'Kalani's favorite words, I think, back in the day. Just oni pa'a, to stand firm. So
yeah, I almost think of that as like stubborn, you know, kind of, it's like standing
not
firm.
Not going nowhere, we're still moving forward.
So you're going to be able to flow really well into a number of our conversations. I'm going to announce a few things. There's a party going on this weekend in the Aliamanu area called the Feast of St. Bob for Bob Marley's birthday. And then this Friday we have Island Earth, a film that was mostly set here on Kauai. It's going to be playing at the Kauai Community College Performing Arts Center. And then the Kilauea Neighborhood Association has a meeting tonight. We have Donovan is playing. I think I'll play a little promo for that show. That's coming up that same night, Friday. So let's hear about Donovan coming up, and then probably around that time we're going to hear from our friends from Standing Rock.
KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola.
Oops. That was our friend Donovan. It wasn't a thing for Donovan's show. Okay. That's Donovan Kabibi talking about us. So Donovan Frankenreiter is playing on Friday, this Friday, and our Dove is putting that on. And so that'll be a really good show. And then are you a football guy?
Kind of, sort of.
I ended up watching the Super Bowl.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
So I watched it, and I hardly ever watch TV, so I was able to see how much television has changed in the camera angles and the drones and stuff. But I watched it with a family who are wonderful, three generations of people, and they were behind the Falcons. Mm. And so that game sort of shifted out at the very end, and I happened to be at the end of that at the Tahiti Nui for that game. And what I saw is like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm not attached to football, because people are either really, really stoked or really, really unhappy, and then a little bit of infighting and anger. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, it's just a game, but I guess not for everyone. And somehow, what I didn't even know, that there was the subtlety that had almost a a political implication because one team is friends, the Patriots are friends of Donald Trump, and then so it was kind of like this political game too, and I was thinking, oh my, I'm glad I'm not that attached. But it was one of those last-minute turnarounds.
Talk about a political football.
A political football, that's right. So this might be our friend calling from South Dakota. We're going to check on that. And so much stuff happening in the world. And I just last night was talking to Kalani Flores. Have you guys been? You must be following the contested case hearings for the 30-meter telescope. For me, it's like daytime drama television. It's hard for me to not watch because I have so many friends that are in there.
Yeah.
And they are doing an amazing job. And I really hope that the court reflects what is being revealed in that case of, like, how much there is not a real sincere effort when you're on the uphill team, the winning football team in that case, which is the international corporations. And so it is flowing well, and I have huge respect for them. And I was really happy to be talking to Kalani. Is that Dancing Fox?
No, it's not. It was a caller who just wanted to make a point about the Super Bowl, that the commercials themselves were political.
Yes, the commercials themselves were definitely making value statements. I think it was strong value statements of unity, to not be torturing our immigrants. Kalalea, you happen to have some immigrant blood, but you also have very much some indigenous blood. Most of us that are under the United States umbrella, or even the Hawaiian flag here, are transplants from somewhere else. So there was a lot of statements that were political. I only saw advertisements that seemed like they were against the political statement that's with President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw. Did you watch the game?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I hadn't planned to watch it.
Well, if you're an advertiser and you want to sort of play the odds on resonating with the most people, Trump is very unpopular. So you'd want to go with ads that don't portray him or his policies in a good light, I would think.
Okay. And I had a knock on my listener. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. It says, two New England Patriots have already said they weren't going to the White House. One of them announced it before the game even started. So I guess I'm slamming the Patriots by connecting them, which I didn't mean to do. You know, we have, you know, people from all different colors of all these issues.
You're slamming the Patriots because a couple of them are not going to go to the White House?
No, if when I was saying that for many people, and the people that I knew that were definitely for the Falcons, they saw the Patriots as symbolic of the Trump administration. So I obviously had a Patriot fan that said, no. Was, you know, maybe a few of them, but not all of them.
Right. Well, I'm sure there are people of both sides of the political fence on both sides of the game.
Yes, and I had another listener just tell me Tom Brady is besties with Donald Trump. So Tom Brady is the quarterback.
I bet they don't get that much quality time these days.
Yeah. but, yeah, so anyway, so have you been following the Standing Rock topic?
Partially, I've just been actually super busy as well with my own music endeavors, but I am very trying to stay connected. So that's why I'm here actually, to get updated, and I'm very excited to, you know, talk story with this Ohana from Standing Rock.
Wonderful, and I think I have them on the phone. We will see. Yes, and our show has been following it a lot. and paying a lot of attention. And we've had a number of people from Kauai that have been there. I'd say at least 20 people, a whole lot of musicians have been coming here from there. So, Jumping Fox, are you on the line?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you? And in the studio with me is my friend Marshall and Kalalea and Ipo. Last week her and I talked about what was going on there, and I said, please, you got to do this right on the air because we had so much update. How's the weather going? Are you guys still freezing?
Yes.
And you were telling
very
me...
Very cold.
You were telling me, like, you guys were hungry and losing weight because canned food is frozen and the water was frozen. You almost didn't have enough water.
That's true. It's very hard to get water and keep it liquid. We've had a little bit of luck this week. Got a huge tank of water that's come in, and they've put it into a shed with a big cast iron stove. So people have been tasked with taking shifts, keeping the stove stoked so the water does not freeze.
And how about your wood? Did you get the wood we sent you?
We did. Actually, a big truck showed up yesterday, like a tractor-trailer size truck, and offloaded 7 pallets about 8 feet high. And we're expecting another load in a week, which is fantastic. And we got one, I don't know if it was from you specifically, but we have got one other load from the same-looking source. Probably about 3 weeks ago. So
yeah, the money that was sent from Kauai.
And a huge relief to have wood here because it is cold, and most people have like cast iron stoves.
And how about, like, you have the stoves in the tents, right, or in the teepees?
Yes, there's stoves in the teepees, stoves in the tarpees. There's some big army tents that is a community space. Several of those have 2 big 55-gallon drum-type stoves. That we also have a warming tent so that when there's actions, if people get hosed or wet or maced, for example, we can decontaminate them and put them in a warming tent, change their clothes out because their clothes are contaminated with chemicals, and give them a new set of clothes and then keep them warm and dry until they recover.
And we saw
a lot of need for wood.
We saw on the web that there was 70 some odd arrests. I believe that was last weekend. Do I have that right?
76, yes.
And then how about our protectors? Even we have a number from Hawaii. I know some of them were found guilty this week of, I forget the charge, but like...
Is it trespassing?
It's a trespassing, yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know how that is working out. Some friends of mine have been arrested, and they've been given trespassing charges and let out, and other people have the same charge but are not released. And I don't know why, legally.
And is it still so cold that you guys can't really communicate well from camp to camp? Or I saw in the footage it looked like the snow had let up. Are you guys able to communicate? You were telling me how your phones were freezing and it was difficult.
Very difficult. We do get a Wi-Fi signal, so we can text each other quite readily, but phone calls can be difficult. Even if you're outside during the day and you try to use your phone for any reason, the phone can freeze. And so we usually try to use them when we have a chance to be indoors. Also, the cold takes... in some cases, it takes people's battery life down to nearly nothing, or their data.
And one of your jobs is caring for the horses. How are the horses doing?
Today was a miracle day. I went down to see the horses to give them some hay and some grain. We have very little left. And for some reason, usually I go down twice a day, but today was a little off timing because of some other things that happened this morning at the camp. And so I ended up going quite a bit later than I usually would. And there were two guys that came from New Hampshire on their own dime that are farriers. And all the horses got their feet trimmed for free. It was a miracle. They were so happy. They're nearly hobbled because they had not been trimmed for well over 6 weeks. And their hooves were just too long. In one case, the horse's hooves were splitting. And that all got sorted out today. It was a very good day for the horses.
And so that was just the luck that they came, or were they called to come?
Someone called them, but I do not know whom. I'd been praying for weeks that we could have a way to reach out to farriers. Some friends of mine had posted things on Facebook pages, you know, in the East Coast or in the central states of America, trying to, if there was anybody nearby, they would donate some time. And I mean, I just don't know anybody in the area to even ask.
So
and they came today.
So that's just so wonderful. So it's been thankful that people have been coming from all over. Last time that we talked, you were telling me that, you know, the morale was a little sad. People were feeling a little bit forgotten, but because partly they couldn't even hear from people. And I expressed to you that, you know, people here were writing songs and doing things that are really special. And so I have Kalalea in here because he has a song that he wrote for you guys. And
gracious. That's wonderful. Yeah, it's been a little bit hard to get communications and media from outside of here and to know consistently what is true and what is false. And the last month since Christmas has been super cold. Not so much snow like we saw in December, but really super cold. And so not having communications or interactions, not being able to know if the world had forgotten us. Our conversation was very encouraging to me, and I did tell everyone I knew that people hadn't forgotten us and that, you know, Hawaii was particularly strong with us.
So Kalalea, who just had his 22nd birthday and is a real amazing emerging generation that has a lot to do. Kalalea, you want to share with her what your song's about? And
aloha.
Aloha.
This song is written for all of you over there. Really, this song is entitled Stand Strong, because you guys are there standing strong at the border, and not just at the border, but not fighting. We are fighting, but fighting in this way of positivity and righteousness that you know, keeps all of us here grounded, and that's really what this song is about.
I'm grateful for your perspective.
Yes.
They're trying to be prayerful and peaceful.
Mm-hmm. So they can understand of the vibration that the world commands. Unification all across the land. 'Cause life is what you make it. So don't you ever be mistaken. But if you keep taking and taking, then the whole world will need a rearranging. The original farmers, the original healers, the original teachers, the original warriors. Stand strong, sons and daughters, so stand strong for our water. So stand strong at the border, only good will prevail in this fight. So stand strong, So stand strong. So stand strong. Whoa, 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 whoa. Said I remember the days when I couldn't comprehend between good, between bad, or a means to an end. So I asked myself all the time at day's end, if money can cure the past and present, we must come together as one people, one race, we're all human. Seeing everything that you see, being everything we can be. What about the children? What will it take for them to survive? 'Cause yet they keep on drilling, suppressing the hope for our people to thrive. We grow to the healing. So tell yourself, water your rights. If love is the meaning, then come together in the circle of life. Oh yeah, just come together. Oh yeah, in the original farmers, the original healers, the original teachers, the original warriors. Stand strong, sons and daughters. Stand strong for our water. Stand strong at the border. Only good will prevail in this fiery eye. One another, stand strong. Oh yeah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, continue to stand strong. Continue to stand strong. Oh yeah, stand strong. Continue to stand strong. Stand strong, boy.
Nice.
That is amazing. It's very cool that you have tapped into several of the things that we are focusing on here. The Lakota people have said that now we are a rainbow people.
Mm-hmm.
We are mixing together, and that we are unified together in our standing strong here. And the prayer that we have been most commonly praying in the ceremonies has not only been for our personal strength and, awareness and courage and so forth, but for love, and for our love to be poured out in such a way through prayer and through our examples as best we can to the militarized police and the DAPL employees, that they will understand the depth of love and not continue the process of trying to drill the earth.
Mm-hmm. Because it is the only
one. They will
one
know
we have.
Love in
yes.
that sense.
And positivity.
And what the damage would do, yeah.
That's why we very much appreciate you, and we do consider you all our older brothers and sisters, and we do look to you for inspiration as well as. But also, I am very grateful to have met. I don't know if you heard, if you're listening earlier, but from met Grandma Casey, or they refer to her as the White Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was grateful enough to meet her, and she has given me the name. I was blessed to be given the name Naji Oshka of Stand Strong. So hopefully one day we're up there soon and we can reunite our people.
That's wonderful. And you know, the musicians have been coming back and forth. And as I was telling Dancing Fox there, is that, when people go there and spend time with the folks at Standing Rock, they come back and they really are able to be a beautiful reflection of everything that's happening there, and what we call here aloha aina and kapu aloha, which is loving the
mm-hmm.
land, and then standing in nonviolence, which is so important. And we're seeing this happening in points all around the world. Can you tell us on KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, what the mood is like this week there, and what happened? Like, did that group where they got moved off the upper bluff where there were the arrests were. Is that camp still there? What I read is that people moved up there because there's expected to be flooding as the snow melts. And are you guys safe? A lot of questions.
The camp is not there. They did move to high ground, one for the impending, it's not really a flood in that exact term, but we're in a marshland, so the water will seep up and become deep enough to not be able to live on and drive on and walk on. So higher ground is being taken, and the camp is being cleaned up the lower area, so when the seep starts, there won't be any residue of humanity in the natural areas. That camp was closed by the DAPL personnel and the militarized police, and everything was brought down, but they were not allowed the last tour to bring the teepee poles down, and so they got burned, which was very sad. Teepee poles are not easy to come by, and they are considered a sacred part of the housing, and so to have them burned was a bit mean-spirited, I thought, and unnecessary. 76 people did get arrested, and no one is allowed to occupy that land anymore. So the rest of the people have returned to Oshete, and we're re-inhabiting this area that is the original site of the camp, just in higher ground areas of it.
And then is there much dialogue between the different parts of the tribe or the people? I last time we spoke, you said that when this bridge, this road on the highway is blocked, it is the DAPL people that are blocking that road, or who is blocking the bridge that keeps people from being able to get to town?
Oh, the DAPL people have big cement berms blocking the road and razor wire. We had made a movement of conversation to try to get the road unblocked so that the local people in the dead of winter can drive to town for supplies without having to take this extended long route, which adds about an hour to the journey round trip. And they have not unblocked the road. I don't know who was speaking on our behalf or what or why was that decided, but the road remains blocked by them.
So how is the morale between the chairperson Dave and the group, you know, because the leader of the Lakota, the Standing Rock Sioux, seems like he was, I've seen different things where they're saying it's time to move out of that area. I know that you had spoken about how some people come and they don't have the right equipment, and then they leave, but they leave their campsites, their tents, their rubbish, everything, and you guys have been in the process of having to clean up behind people.
Honestly, I'm not sure Dave, you're talking about, but there's not much communication between the actual leaders of the tribe and the people here. As a common populace, there might be some elders that are at the camp that have heard from those people, but by and large, we don't get a lot of interaction.
Okay,
with them, and a lot of people came in the fall around Thanksgiving before the freeze and before the blizzards, and they did camp out, and I guess most people were panicked. Or I'm not certain what happened exactly for each individual, but many people did leave their tent standing full of their equipment and left right at that first freeze. And was at the beginning of December, that was followed by a pretty hearty blizzard. So we have been digging out those tents bagging up the different donations. You know, in the cases where the campment is obviously abandoned and covered in snow and collapsed. So digging out the donations, spreading them around to the different parts of the community on the reservation, and then disposing of the non-repurposable items in dumpsters, and in many cases the recycling what we can.
Okay, and I had just got something sent in here of what, you know, is coming out from Chase Iron Eyes. So it says, it's more than a day old, so it didn't just come here. But it says, as you may have heard, that today the Army Corps of Engineers notified Congress that it intends to override the environmental review process for the Dakota Access Pipeline, end the public comment period, and grant Energy Transfer Partners the easement they required to drill under Lake Oahe. We expect everything to move ahead very quickly. They could try to resume drilling in as few as 48 hours. Fortunately, the environmental organization and the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe have both vowed to continue the fight in the courts. Moving forward, the twin battle to safeguard Mother Earth and preserve Native sovereignty will be fought on two fronts, in the water protectors' camps at Standing Rock and in the courtrooms. Today, the Trump administration threw down the gauntlet. Today, our movement must hold together and strengthen itself in the face of the president's onslaught. We will not be silenced. Here are two actions you can take right now. So it's basically is telling people, if you've not already done so, email your representatives today. We have, they need the support, and they say invest in the movement by donating to the Lakota People's Law Project. And you know,
I agree
of course,
with both of those.
Both to prayer. So we here in Hawaii have very similar issues. Even, you know, it's mm-hmm. it's not life-threatening right up there on the mountain, but on the Hawaii, the Big Island, but we have a big court case going on. And I have to say I am so proud of the protectors from Mauna Kea, because they're doing an amazing job.
Mm.
And Kalalea, I know that you have kind of interacted with that group somewhat. And what is your perspective from here on Kauai? I know that from almost early teens, you've been really working to...
I mean, I guess really more is one of the main Hawaiian sayings that comes to mind is makahana kaike, learning isn't doing. So also mm-hmm. we are occupying, but we do want to, you know, we want to bring back our ways of life through Mother Earth. So like they say, Mark Zuckerberg or CEO of Facebook, they call pila'a. A lot of it is Hawaiian kuleana lands. But the thing is, it's not just, it's really, he's just opened up a big can of worms. Kuleana lands is the all land. And another quote that or a saying that comes to mind is, ali'i, he ali'i ka'aina, he kawa ke kanaka. Land is chief, and man is its servant. So really, we are the keepers of this, you know, this aina. But fortunately enough, me and some of my friends, a small group of us, we have already, before even knowing, honestly, that Mark Zuckerberg had pieces of Pila'a land, we have been restoring ancient heiaus, ancient burial sites in Pila'a. Two heiaus are actually known as Kapuna Heiau and Ho'oluolono. So we are looking for help. It's really just a call. That's really about my song that I'm releasing, this single release. We are calling out to peace, warriors of peace, soldiers, to help this, you know, revitalization, really, of our, you know, our ancient ways, our ancient structure, our architecture. We were creators that molded this area. So really, also, if you want to, so people that are listening, please hit me up on social media. You know, if you do want to connect and hope, but we call each other Kanaka Collaborations. It's a collaboration as well as people, Kanaka. And also Kanaka Whare if you want to follow me. But it is a collaboration because we are a people, collaborative effort. That's one, many hands make light work. So that's what we really see it. And we do need this unity, especially now.
Do you have another song you would like to share with Dancing Fox before I let her go?
Yeah, this song is actually the song I'll be, might as well play. We'll be playing it live Friday this 10th, February 10th at Trees Lounge, and also February 11th at Rob's. Flying my cousin down from Big Island. He's an incredible musician as well. And we're going to have a lot of fun, but this song is entitled Roots and Culture. So... and culture, spreading the love to all the nations, calling out to all the soldiers, never looking back but pressing forward. Me said at dusk and the sun rises up, take a little boom dry and fill up my cup with coffee, and then I go water your mind and it shall grow. Just stand strong with your head up on your shoulders. Just look around, all these children getting older, losing traditions like your grandfather told ya. Me now forget about my roots and culture. It's the life for roots and culture, spreading Jah love to all the nations, calling out to all the soldiers, never looking back but pressing forward. Never looking back but pressing forward. Me's a dead night when the moon fills my cup. Take a little boom drum and turn the vibes up. We dance all night long to the songs that we sing. Songs of compassion and maybe unity. With a sense of practice, no sense of fear. We got to look within before we disappear now. Go to war with them snakes and vultures. We shall combat them with our roots and culture. It's a life of roots and culture, spreading the love to all the nations, calling out to all the soldiers, never looking back but pressing forward. This is the life of roots and culture, spreading the love to all the nations, calling out to all the soldiers, never looking back but pressing forward.
Beautiful, really beautiful.
Calling out to all the soldiers. Dancing Fox, this is Marshall. It is headline news around the world that the Army Corps of Engineers is going to go ahead and shortcut this environmental review process and grant permission to drill under the river there. Are you calling for people to come back to the protest camp? Do you want that population to return? And have you heard anything from Tulsi Gabbard and the veterans group that came out before?
I have not heard anything from the veterans group, but I have heard that in a few days that some do intend to return. There is no call out for people to return by and large for the community. We are trying to erase the mark on this land to leave it in really pristine condition. Those that move to higher ground will probably stay through the spring and stay in this prayerful movement. But of course, all are welcome. I would say there's no like public cry out, but many people are coming. Many people are coming to help with the wood, the water, the food, the land cleanup. Many are still coming to pray with us, and all are certainly welcome. But you must be a hardy lot. There's not grand accommodation, and the food is scarce, the water is scarce. It is an action.
Is it dark?
Danger.
Is it dark? Yeah. Is it dark? I mean, do you have any sunlight right now, or is it pretty dark?
Oh, no. It's dark.
Yeah. That's people here aren't really used to that when you get 3 hours or 4 hours of sunlight or something. It's probably a little bit more than that, but not a whole lot. Maybe five or six.
Yeah, we get probably from 7:30 in the morning-ish to about 5:30 at night.
Okay.
Six, depending on
pretty
the sky,
good.
The clouds.
That's pretty good.
Not too bad. Yeah, no. We're not that far north, but the days are pretty short.
And it is very cold in the day, and once the sun is 3/4 across the sky, it already starts getting cold before sunset.
So do you have any final thoughts that you want the Kauai listeners to be conscious of as we say aloha? I don't know how to say goodbye in Lakota. Do you have any final thoughts?
I honestly don't know that there is a term for that, for actual goodbye. I think they're more like we'll meet again.
Exactly. In Hawaii we call it ahuiho, until we meet again.
Ahuiho, yeah. Yes. But my thoughts would be, I would hope that everyone has their dimension of prayer in their soul, in their spirit, in their life, and that everybody try to heal themselves, heal their land, be the best example of good stewardship of the earth in their communities. And then as an extension of that, share that love in Ohana with us in your prayers. If you can support those two groups that have requested that you named, support them, call your senators,
and representatives.
Let the world know how you feel, and talk about us. And I, for one, will be here.
Well, thank you for what you're doing.
All pray for love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know you went there in not even the strongest of health, and you're getting stronger and getting happier, I can tell. Even though you're in hard conditions, you're manifesting the best in you as you are there. So I'm thankful for that.
And I'm happy and grateful and honored to be here every day and doing my part, which has now turned into 4 different jobs. It's very stimulating and encouraging to my life in general, specifically, but also I find that I have great purpose here, and I feel honored to be able to play that role.
Well, we honor you, and we're honored to have you on the phone with us. So thank you so very much for calling in, and give our loving aloha to the people in your area.
Aho. I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. And Kalalea, so did you put out a whole CD?
No, I'm in the works. I'm working with a bunch of other people. I'm actually working with my cousin who I'm flying down with. I'm kind of working with some stuff. So that's why that song I just sang is actually being produced by Wilded Gate, a lot of people may know, and Steelgrass Studios. We're just you know, we're just trying to make some noise with Kauai. You know what I mean? We are a very underground people that we need to be heard. We have a voice, and we're just trying to make some noise over here, really. And positive noise.
So I'm happy to hear about the hail being worked on, and so that's right over there in the Pila'a area? Is that on Waikoloa Road? I mean, there used to be the most amazing, beautiful one that even... When I I wasn't born here. When I first came here 30-something years ago, that spot was so breathtaking. Mm. And it was hard to see it get shut down. And I remember when I saw the subdivision announced in the Princeville Airport, I cried because I was like, oh, no, it's another place that we can't go.
Yeah, but... Yeah, it's actually, it's right there before, you know, when you're passing by and you see all those pigs.
Yep.
Or there's that right, I think it's still there, but it's right there. It's a kind of little journey in the bush, but me and my friends, you can tell Hawaiians were there, we're very architectural people, and you see the stones, how they were placed, you know, strategically on, you know, on this nice river mountain face. You can tell how our rivers are still so backed up, you know. Our water needs to flow, really, and we need to find out who is, you know, holding back that flowage, like you said.
I think some of it is how many wells are drilled. So it's like a giant shave ice, and so when people are sucking on the straw, it's sort of pulling it out of the streams, too. So that's something I think that we didn't really realize till about the last 5 years, and there was a new geologic study where we saw that Kauai is like a big piece of pumice. It's like lava, and the water is, the rock is almost wet underneath, and it, before the geologic structure was determined to be like Oahu, where there is a lens. But we don't have that same structure here. So when they have been doing the water studies and the water proposals and the capacity, it was taking Oahu's geologic structure and applying our rainfall to it. And we realized that we don't have the same structure. And so one of the reasons that things are drying up, and maybe part of why the reef is struggling, I know the reef is struggling for many reasons, but is that there's less water, cold water, coming out right along the shoreline. And this water's still making it back to the sea, but it's making it back along the top, so it's warm and it's in a different place. And so we're all impacting in all these different ways, and we really need to learn, and that's something that Kauai Soapbox, this show, tries to do, is just explore and learn together. And in the past year or so, a real strong feeling I've had is, how do we solve problems without having to make somebody wrong? You know, like, we got to solve it, and a lot of it's our own efforts and behaviors, but it really matters when people are doing their cultural practices. And last weekend I went and I filmed a little bit of the presentation on the Alaloa, the coastal access trail. That's been something, just like as you're mentioning the Kuleana lands, those have been being taken over and not having the right level of protection on it. And that's key. And one thing I'm thinking about when you're speaking about the pohaku, the stones and how they're laid, is we did walk along the what they're calling the wall, right there on the Ko'olau Road that the wealthy landowner has, and it's probable that his heart was in the right place, and it's beautiful. Even if it is a fence, it's still a beautiful fence. But whenever I look at a stone wall like that, so this isn't a statement against him, but this is a statement for everybody listening. Anytime I see these stone walls, I think, where did those stones come from? Because very often they're coming from Vahipana sacred sites, because that's where there's a whole big collection of, you can tell, and I'm asking, actually, because I've got two really bright people in here, the Vahipana, those stones typically aren't blue rock, they're the kind with all the holes in them, yeah? Have you studied much about the pohaku and the stones?
Yeah, that's why I was blessed. That's why Kanakapona, like we said, charter schools, it's all around encompassing. The pohaku, Hawaiians use pohakus in so many ways. That's one of the main things, whether it's with ads, our architecture, our structure, even with lo'i systems, just to keep that flowage, you know, moving from the mountains to the sea, from Ahupua'a to Ahupua'a, and even, you know, getting into the bottom with using pohakus as, you know, a little fish pond, which we do need to restore and bring that back, like I said. So the collective effort is, we're still doing it, but, you know, the more the merrier, we like to say over here. So, I said, Kanaka collaborations.
Yeah, it's very important, and it's very important that people start to understand it. And I want to acknowledge Kanui Kapono and Kawaikini and, you know, all the charter schools. We actually have four Hawaiian charter schools. And what I see in the big renaissance that's happened on the island is, as these young people have grown up immersed in their culture, it is making a difference. And as people are becoming fluent in Olelo in the language, that is changing our whole understanding of history. So I want to thank you and your family that put Kanui Kapono together. And that's why, like, when there's these bills out right now supporting charter schools and supporting the facilities funds, and I will look real quick here, and I'm just doing a little bit of a plug for what bills are important to be looking at, because when people testify at www.capital.hawaii.gov, there's Senate Bill 493, Senate Bill 197, and Senate Bill 533. I don't know if your school has testified on this, but this is going together for tomorrow, and that's asking for funding for the facilities. Because what I see is a lot of these charter schools, they sort of suffer out on the edges of our educational system, and they work really hard, but it, it shouldn't have to be such a hard scrabble to be teaching our families that learn in different ways and learn in creative ways. So I'm really thankful for that. I want to play a public service announcement for Go Farm Hawaii, and then I want to have you play another song. If you do, you have one in your head that you want to do?
Sure. Yeah, I'll think of one. I'll think of a song.
And then
one for the road.
Yeah, and then you can tell people again how they can hear you. So,
right.
Perfect. We're going to hear about Go Farm Hawaii.
Are you interested in growing your own food? Are you striving towards a more sustainable living? Go Farm Hawaii is an agricultural training program offering those interested in farming a combination of knowledge, experience, skills, and support to assist them in becoming viable production growers. For more information, come to Go Farm's AgCurious seminar on Wednesday, February 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m. RSVP info at gofarmhawaii.org or 245-8318.
And, yeah, Go Farm. Go Farm Hawaii, a great program. And farming and growing our own food, what I say, food sovereignty begins, real sovereignty, any sovereignty begins with food sovereignty. So, do you have a song, or should I make a request?
I mean, I have a request, but I think I want to switch it up a little. I mean, it's a little, figure I sing some more newer music.
Okay.
Because I've been blessed, I've been playing on the cruise ships lately.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've
been blessed with traveling to a lot of places, and like a lot through French Polynesia and Samoa and Tonga. And so my goal is, it is that unity, a lot of similar people. We're just all just people on this, you know, we're all very, very, it's really, like I said, getting us back down to earth and to the core of what we are all about as people. And but this song is really about that, because it's about, I guess it's really about a love song, you know. It's called Lost at Sea, but it's a little more jazzy tune, because, you know, I like to switch it up, because that's what we're all about, versatile
yep.
style here in Kauai. So could say I'm lost at sea. Please don't rock my boat, 'cause I can sink on my own, think on my own. The tides are always changing, 'cause the current keeps pulling me back to you. 'Cause this life is a journey that's made for two. Your heart is an ocean I'm sailing through. Is it loyalty and character keeps me swimming back to you? So sail on, won't you keep sailing with me? Yes, me, get lost at sea. So sail on, won't you keep sailing, sailing, baby, with me? Yes, me, get lost at sea. A smooth ship, a perfect sea. Never made a perfect sailor, land lover, tree hugger. The tide is coming in, so it's time to sink or swim. Please don't rock my boat, 'cause your spirit and your energy, baby, keeps me swimming back to you. 'Cause the current is pulling me back to you. Life is a journey that's made for two. Your heart is an ocean I'm sailing through. Is it loyalty and character keeps me swimming back to you? So sail on, won't you keep sailing with me? Yes, me, get lost at sea. So sail on, won't you keep sailing, sailing, baby, with me? Yes, me, Get lost at sea. Get lost at sea. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Get lost at sea. Not all who wander are lost.
Yes. God is beautiful and is happy.
Yeah, I keep the happy vibes because it is like with music, especially minor chords. A lot of my more serious songs are in minor chords. You know, it's more a little more emotional. But I wanna end it on a little more happy vibe, happy note. But to keep updated with me, if you're listening out there, hit me up on Instagram Kanaka Farah, or also on Facebook Kalalea Kauhane, and we'll be playing these next few gigs. On February 10th, we have a few gigs lined up. Me and the Indigenous is about an 8-piece band. Like, we'll be flying down my cousin from Big Island.
What's his name?
His name is William Kohanera Alohi. He'll be playing keyboard. And also Cody Wolfchild will be playing keyboard, who is also, he was just in Lakota at Standing Rock. Yeah, he was just there. And he's very incredible keyboard. So we're a very spiritual group. And we have Kiave Mohili Smith on drums from Anahola, as well as Keone Kinsey on guitar. And we have Tiffany on helping us out with some vocals, and Scott Reed playing saxophone. So
sax, wow.
Like I said, the more the merrier. But February 10th will be out at Trees Lounge this Friday, February 11th at Rob's, and also February 25th at Tahiti Nui. But before that, if you're on the west side, please catch that Waimea Town Celebration. We'll be there from 4:30 to 5:45.
And what day is that?
February 25th.
February
as well.
25th. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But it's been a pleasure, and hope to be back soon.
Yeah, Kalalea, I am so pleased that how much you're developing, growing, and your music is beautiful. And you know, that's almost jazz. You're gonna need to come in and play on one of these jazz shows. Like after us is Jazz with John.
I'd love to. Yeah,
it's his birthday tonight.
Some music real soon.
Yeah, because I think you're gonna have a whole nother audience. So, thank you, Kalalea.
Yes.
Ka'uhane for coming in and with your beautiful mother.
Thanks a lot, Kalalea.
Alrighty.
And as you guys are going out from Kauai Soapbox on KKCR, Hanalei KAQA Kilauea, I'm going to pitch Kauai Kini because they're doing some great things. And after that, we're going to be talking to Kamealoha Hanohano Smith, who is another cultural educator who is helping with lots of pieces. So thank you for listening to KKCR. Kaweka veno ke au ikalani Heveke veke ikapo pilipuka Helele okapo niponi ikina Kauke kare awana au ikala apapa Saila na yuna oke kukulu okalani la O kauye ulialone kaulue ai ai Ua
Hawaiian Immersion School opened its doors in Kekaha, Kauai. This chant recognizes a new day, a new dawn is upon us, and Hawaiian language is alive and well. Help us celebrate this month, Kamahina Olalo Hawaii, Hawaiian Language Month.
E ola mau ka olelo Hawaii. Long live Hawaiian language.
Aloha mai kako. O kahiao ke ia. O kapoa lua ke ia o Kala e hiku o pepeluali. Oia kahi noa o mana. Kapela na o mana oia no o mu a ko, nu a ko. Aia o mana makamoku o napali. Ka makani ma mana oia no o pui pele me puu kapele. ka unuhi ana o mana oia no o vau one. Ma mana he mau pū one o ka ulalo no iau o ke iala oia no o ahu kupanaha ka la I mana. Ka unuhi ana o ke la ulalo no iau oia no o strange is the action of the sun in mana, set of a delusion where mirages were once seen. Aloha mai kako. I am Kahiao Hamburg. This is Tuesday, the 7th of February. Mana. We spell mana M-A-Kahako-N-A-Kahako. Mana is in the district of Napali. The wind of mana is Pu'ipele or Pu'ukapele. Mahalo.
That was nice. And Kamealoha, you actually teach at Kawaikini, yes?
Yeah.
You're part of that cultural team.
Yeah, but my full-time job is at Kaiulu, right? Yeah.
Right, but you are a Hawaiian cultural educator, and we're gonna be talking with you in just a moment about a number of things, from a statement to the general plan update and how we keep a living culture going and many things. But we've got an announcement, so we're going to take that. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's Marge, and I'll make this quick. I'm in communication with Beth Tokioka at KIUC, our electric co-op, and she's making a point on my suggestion to get more publication of what KIUC is doing on a regular basis, and she's sending out emails to whoever they have an email address for. So if anyone's listening who has not given their email address to KIUC and would like to get regular announcements of what's going on there, they should call KIUC and ask for Beth Tokioka and give your email address to her. Now, there's no forms. As some of you may know, there is an election for KIUC Board of Directors in March, and she has told me that the ballots have already been mailed. And she has also told me that no forums are scheduled so far, which they have done in the past. Not they haven't done, but nonprofit groups have done in the past, and none have been scheduled. Therefore, if the ballots are already out and you don't know who to vote for, I suggest that KKCR please try to interview as many candidates as possible, because these are very important positions. And I'm sorry, I don't know who's running. I don't have a list in front of me. But Felicia, I imagine you could get hold of a list and then get programmers to try to schedule interviews with our candidates, if you would, please.
Yes, and I also will restate to KIUC. You might have moved. It was that the director lived up here in Princeville, but I have opened it up to them, and I'm again opening it up to them if they would like to take opportunities on this show or different shows to come in and proactively speak about what goals they have or ideas. It's a really good way to let people know, just like these emails. People want to know if they want to come in and they want to share. We're happy to do that. I really appreciate the power, even just like this going out on the radio. This is because of KIUC. All of our lives are blessed. Everybody, even if you don't have electricity, you're still driving down the road, right? There's still services that are as a result of KIUC. So it's important to me that we honor one of our strongest paddlers in our canoe here, and that sometimes when their topic comes up, it's when there's people who aren't very happy about a decision. So it's how we can make things work.
Absolutely. So, thanks for your help, to Felicia.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in.
You bet.
Aloha. And Kauai Soapbox is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with The Copper Man and Second Skin.
The Copper Man. Copper, stainless steel, and galvanized aluminum. We specialize in ornamental and custom work and fabricate and install any kind sheet metal work, residential and commercial. Serving Kauai for over 30 years. We're still talking. HarryConti.com.
That's HARRYCONTI.com or 639-3456. PackYourTrash.org and SaveRCs.us.
Second Skin Organics Hawaiian Mosquito Shield. Safe and effective. Protecting you and your ohana since 2001. Kauai grown, GMO free, sustainable organic agriculture based solutions. Uamau ke'ea o ka'aina I ka pono. More information on their global mission and vision for Hawaii at SecondSkinOrganics.com.
Dove presents One Night Only on Kauai. Donovan Frankenreiter, kicking off Valentine's Day weekend, Friday night, February 10th, doors at 7:30, show at 8:30, Church of the Pacific Indoor Sanctuary. Don't miss the opening night of his first Hawaii Island tour, Donovan Frankenreiter and his band, Friday, February 10th, Church of the Pacific, tickets online at www.dovepresents.com, more info at 808-635-5556.
And mahalo for listening to Kauai Community Radio. So, Kamealoha, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, mahalo.
And I asked you in because you wrote a letter. You were on Oahu, so you couldn't come to the general plan update meeting.
Yeah.
But you were over there. Mm-hmm. And you wrote a beautiful letter. And I was hoping that if you're all right, did you bring it with you?
Yeah,
if you could read it, because I felt that you shared something very important, and you could either explain before you start reading if you want, or you could just read it, and we can talk about it when you're back.
Okay.
Up to you, as you like.
Okay. Aloha e, nā kupuna, nā hoa'aina, nā makamaka, aloha mai, kā koa pau. Oiai kia ka pō... o kia kamahina o olelo Hawaii makemake wao e hoiki a oko i ke kahi mea ike mai kahiko mai ke ike piliani ka pomahina o e hoi o kaulana mahina o kaulana mahina hoike kia i a kako i ka hopena pirike ia i ka mahi ai a leila kalawai a ano leila o kia po o huna. Yeah, o huna ka pomahina o kia po, en wahi aka ke alimanaka, kaulana mahina, ka mea kahiko, nā kupuna, mai kai, ka lawai a ana mai kai hoi, ka mahi ai ana. O poipoi, ka ana hulu, o ka elo, ka malama, en mauno ka wā ho'uilo. Oe vale no, aloha mahalo. Okay, so I just did the pomahina. I thought since it's Hawaiian language mine, I thought I just wanted to share.
Yeah.
So tonight, it's the first moon mm-hmm. of the second week, the Hawaiian week anyway. And so that's going to be poi poi. So the moon is going to get full this week. And huna is the name of the moon tonight. And tonight, if you're going fishing, at least according to traditional knowledge practitioners, tonight would be a good night to plant as well as a good night to go fishing. Just some basic information. There's a lot more detailed information. You can find these Hawaiian moon calendars all over the place. And so that brings me to my second point, mm-hmm. the letter. I shared that information about the basic information about the pomahina because I wanted to let people know that the issue of traditional knowledge is still alive. And it's still useful to our life here in Hawaii. Let me just put it down. Useful to our life here in Hawaii. So I wrote a letter the other day, so I'll just share it really briefly.
Yes.
It's my position as a po'o of Puna Moku, Aha Moku, that the general plan update, doesn't have enough substantial information in the plan regarding Native Hawaiian history, culture, language, and society. We are not just an issue of heritage as the plan contends, but a living people who are working very hard with others to update our traditional knowledge practices, our society, our science, our language, so that it has value and relevance in today's world. The word heritage limits our contributions as Native Hawaiians to just one or two sectors of society, mostly the visitor industry. Yet, when we take a look at the totality of our presence of our people on Kauai and in Hawaii, we are involved in every discussion from ecosystems to cultural sites, from watershed to renewable energy. And as such, we should be named a partner and given some space in the general plan to see what current efforts exist in each section and what unique contributions our people can make in each section. Overall, the plan should reflect looking at each issue through the lens of both traditional knowledge and Western society. However, as one can see from the plans, it falls short in each section. As Hawaiians and Native peoples, I think our goal is to always increase the number of places and social domains where our language, culture, participation in economy are relevant and meaningful. However, if we go with the plan as is, then Hawaiians, by virtue of the plan, will be stuck as passive participants, no economic opportunities beyond the scope of what's outlined in the plan. Furthermore, I don't understand why none of the plan is in Hawaiian. At least in each section, there should be at least an introduction to Hawaiian language. We have two official languages in Hawaii, and not one. So this would be the time, place, and document to show our commitment to the host culture. There are three schools on Kauai and one on Niihau where they learn some level of Hawaiian as a first language. There is at least one nonprofit that is also actively involved in teaching Hawaiian language as a living language. The four schools are Niihau School, Ke Kula o Niihau in Ke Kaha, Kanaka in Ke Kaha, and Kawai Kini in Puhi. Kaiulu, the program that I run, promotes the use of Hawaiian language through its study of the environment. Hawaiian language is also taught at Kauai Community College, Kauai High School, Waimea High School, and Kanui Kapono School as well. We need a program at Kapon School.
Used to have one.
Yeah.
We had a full immersion program there.
Yeah. There are parents here today, you know, as part of the commission or part of the board who work at the commission and also for the county. Why would parents invest so much of their time supporting these kind of educational programs and then tell their children that, you know, the use of Hawaiian language is pau at the school? I humbly ask as a Kanaka Maoli and the Po'o of Puna Moku to be given more time to contribute, making this plan better. Our future as Kanaka Maoli is at stake and hate to rush a plan through just to meet a deadline. Personally, I didn't learn about the value and importance of this plan until recently. A friend sat down with me and went over with me about the general plan. After looking through the plan and realizing the glaring omissions, I knew it was time to speak up. I also ask that you put together a special task force made up of Hawaiian language speakers and cultural practitioners who would be responsible for each section in the plan to contribute something. So sorry I couldn't be here today to make it to the, you know, to share my mana'o. And he leo mahalo kia no kia ba'i, mea hiki a'u ke ho'i ki a kako I ke kumike I ku'u mana'o i'o. And then my name, Komealo, mahalo.
And that was wonderful. And the chairperson of the commission, Ke'avi.
Okay.
You know him?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, he looks Kanaka to me. I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah.
And
what's his name? Ke'avi something.
I think of him as Ke'avi, but that is really his last name. I will look it up in just a minute.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And but he, I could tell, was moved by that.
Okay.
He paid attention, and then when after that statement was read,
mm-hmm.
what was brought up by Ka'ana Hall, the deputy planning director, is that this will all be translated into Hawaiian. The whole general plan, the whole thing is going to be translated into
Hawaiian. Yeah, the issue is not, you know, itself being translated into Hawaiian, but whether the mana'o of the Hawaiian people are there, and then also the issue of traditional language, because one is, you know, you can translate anything, and I appreciate that. I mean, I'm not discounting the importance of that work. But what I would like to see is more of an effort where we're updating the traditional knowledge as well. Yeah.
And Kalamai. Do we have a caller that is specific about this?
Well, she just wanted to let us know that the immersion program that was at Kapa'a School mm-hmm. left there and became Kauai Kini.
Kauai Kini. Oh, okay. All right. Because
yeah,
they had this crazy good immersion program. So I didn't realize that that was it, because it was, at that time I was very involved with Kapahai, and we were so proud of it. So, okay, so now it's Kawaikini.
Well, it's Kawaikini, and then after that, then there was a second language program there, Hawaiian language. And then eventually, I think about 2 years, 3 years ago, it went away. So we're hoping to resurrect it at Kapa'a School.
And they had, even at Kapa'a Elementary, had a great program. And
yeah, that was a part of the immersion school.
And so as we see those things, it's a powerful transformation of how we are reviewing history, because what we've learned is that a lot of history was taught wrong. And so it's been like Ron Williams Jr., as he brings a lot of these things, when I go and listen and we watch, and it's, it's translated. There's these so many beautiful stories that we just never heard, and how deep and how smart. When we look at what the legislature that was the Kanaka legislature in the old times, they were doing really good active work.
Yeah, they're doing some interesting work, like the Alaloa Trail, the passing of the that legislative bill in 1892. That was a good one. I mean, there's a whole bunch, right? But I mean, that one just stands out in my mind, since we're do a lot of work along the Alaloa Trail, the fishing trail, yeah.
And what I also want to share with you that happened at the general plan update meeting is Cheryl Soon, who is the staff member who has done a lot of the actual putting it together. She came after everybody had testified.
Mm-hmm.
She came forward and said, I heard it about the word heritage, and that's definitely going to be changed. So not that that's enough. What I'm hearing you to be saying, which I deeply agree with, is that the Hawaiian culture isn't history that happened like the Roman Empire. It is still something persisting and perpetuating, and is still alive, and it's having a renaissance, is coming forward, and every single aspect of the general plan could integrate.
Yeah, that's really important, because, the renewable energy, I mean, there's all, of late, in the work that I do, we use a lot of chants to back up, if you will, to show evidence that there was these type of thoughts that people were thinking about way back, hundreds and thousands of years. So I think it's important for us to recognize that people were thinking like they do nowadays, and trying to figure out how to live a very keo mau, or sustainable lifestyle, today. And I think a lot of the practices that they had back then are certainly relevant, and can somehow be updated to be incorporated, so that in more aspects of our life and in more social domains, you can actively see, the presence of, this Kulana Hawaii. So Kulana Hawaii is Hawaiian culture. Nohona Hawaii is the, a way of life. Yeah. So that way of life, and that way of life is real pili. I mean, it's very, it's a foundation for how we can live a life that's more consistent with living here in the Pacific, in just my opinion.
And cultural practitioner, yeah. Kamahalo, I was just so talking to this kid, Kamealoha Hanohano Smith, just so the listener that might have just tuned in, we are hearing from the po'o of the Ahamoku system for the Moku of Puna, which is the district of Puna, that's just south of Anahola to...
It's south of Anahola. Technically goes to Lihue, but they split it in half. So we just go to the Wailua River. So we're right there at the Wailua River. So we our kuleana is from Wailua to Kamalomolo'o, which is the border between Anahola and Puna.
And so for the listener that doesn't know, and I want to acknowledge Auntie Nani, Nani Rogers, who has been it from the start of when we've had the Ahamoku system. She's done a wonderful job. She's still a part of it. And you're the new po'o, or
lead.
Yeah. And so the Ahamoku system is, and this is another thing I've just been testifying with the state legislature, because does it get continued funding? It is a recognized almost branch of the Department of Land and Natural Resources that is looking to co-stewardship might be too big of a statement, but to be integrating
these practices,
into Hawaiian cultural practices into the present. And it's a way to not be neglecting what is really should be happening here.
Yeah, or a parallel to dealing. I mean, I don't know if they want us to. I mean, I don't know what other people think about it, but I think doing a parallel so that you know, that there's an equal look or an equitable look at every issue from both the Western perspective and then traditional knowledge. So I kind of like to think of it like that. I mean, the goal certainly is to be a participating, active partner in all the different decisions. So, yeah, I think co-stewardship is a achievable, you know, attainable goal.
And I want to recognize where we have had some policy successes. For example, when we lost, because I was on the part that was supporting Ordinance 960, the pesticide disclosure bill.
Okay.
And farming practices that are being really conscious of allowing local knowledge of what's happening with restricted use pesticides. Well, that failed in the federal court, saying the county does not have that kuleana or responsibility. It is with the state. So today in the House of Representatives at the state level, they looked at 6 agricultural bills, and I believe 4 of them were basically how do we use like the Kauai's joint fact-finding study and what was being looked at on Kauai. Kauai was one of the early voices in that movement, though it went through all the islands of saying how do we manage our pesticide use. All of them passed the House today in the Agriculture Committee, and this is a really big change. We have a new chair of the House Agriculture Committee, Richard Cragen, I think I'm saying his name right. He is a doctor and a part of the Hawaii Farmers Union United on Hawaii Island. So that organization tends to be the smaller family natural farming methods. And so it's a big shift, and it is very sad that Cliff Tsuji, a representative from that area, had left. He left this life. He transitioned. He had a lot of good qualities. We weren't in agreement on this particular topic, but there had been 2 legislatures, one in the Senate, one in the House, that absolutely protected that industry. So there's been kind of a big change when both of them aren't in there anymore. One because he transitioned, and one because of a vote. But now they've at least made it through both agriculture committees, and normally that has just been an absolute block. So
I guess it really does matter who you vote for.
It really does matter who you vote for, and so that's one change. And when we're seeing the general plan, I could tell at that meeting that they grasped the essence of your letter. And I think that there will be some shifts in that way. And even when we look, we were talking a little bit before about one of the wealthy landowners that's here now, the Facebook owner, Mark Zuckerberg. They have at least stated that they're going to not do the quiet titling on the Kuleana lands. And I think even before that, he was showing some integrity, probably not understanding what it meant, but at least wanting to pay instead of just taking. But so now it's not going to be the take.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's really tough. I mean, you know, we're talking about individual families, and of course, you know, you have to respect what the individual families' decisions are. But, you know, on a more global level, you know, the issue of quiet titles, adverse position, and a few other legal maneuvers have certainly added to the mix of the way that people end up with lands in their hands. So we have to take a look at all of these different legal maneuvers and see which one doesn't make sense for us nowadays, yeah.
And Kaniela Ng has introduced legislation to be moving forward. I had it asked of me today if this legislation in the legislature for the state changing the ability for the Kuleana lands to be quiet titled Mm-hmm. It won't affect what's already happened. It is just
going
the present
forward, yeah.
And moving forward.
Yeah, once it, if or you know, if it passes, yeah. Did it pass? No, we don't know yet.
I don't think that one has really been done. And you're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, the station that loves you. This is Marshall and Felicia on Kauai Soapbox. And we have Kamealoha, Hano Hano Smith in here. And this next week we're going to be having a Declare Your Love for Valentine's Day. So let's hear about it.
Declare Your Love on KKCR. Donate $25 or more to KKCR by Monday, February 13th, and hear your declaration of love announced on every live show from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Valentine's Day, Tuesday, February 14th. Everyone who declares their love on KKCR will be entered into a drawing to win a romantic two-night oceanfront stay at the Hanalei Colony Resort in Haena. Mahalo nui to the Hanalei Colony Resort for their generous support of Kauai Community Radio. Declare Your Love donations may be made online at kkcr.org or call 808-826-7774. Declare Your Love on KKCR.
And KKCR certainly does love our listeners, and it is because of you that we are on the air. And I have a friend on the air now. Aloha. Thank you for calling.
Aloha. I was listening to the commentator, and are you sure? You know, you're talking about the Mark Zuckerberg article that was in the paper, but I'm not so sure that he canceled the lawsuit. It's just taken a little back seat.
So,
and I was wondering if you heard anything, you know, that other than that. What the papers say that he canceled the lawsuit. I don't think he did.
Well, what? That's why I kind of couched it. I said it seems that this is what's happening. This is stated as the intention. As far as I know, without mentioning names of another friend of mine who was going to be coming in here, but who looks and follows which cases are... in there, and they hadn't been retracted yet. You know, like you can say, okay, we're not going to do it, and then it's another step to take it out of the court system to formally pull back that lawsuit. And as of last Friday, it wasn't formally pulled back, at least from my friend who knows how to look for those things. So
and it was when the lawsuit was it recorded in the Bureau of Conveyance document.
Well, she was actually supposed to be in here today. We weren't going to go into that. If she's listening and driving up from Ellie, I hope that she calls in when you come off, because she is so exacting. She is one of those Maka'ala type of watchdogs in our community that knows how to use the system and utilize the public access information. And she pays pretty close attention, and... if she was in here, she'd be able to look it up right there, but she's not in here, and I can't look it right up. But it wasn't last Friday, and to me, that would probably be something that is recorded with the Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, but I don't really know. I don't have that skill set. If there's a smart lawyer listening, you can call in and let us know how to look that up or where that is logged. If it's in just the court system, I would certainly imagine it's in the court system more than the DCCA. But the DCCA, the Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, is where land ownership is recorded permanently.
Well, I was just wondering, because when I read the article in the papers, my take on it is that he sent out 300 letters to all these people, so he must have known, or a P.O. box or a physical address. And so I guess the idea that, you know, you beat the bushes a little bit and get all these Hawaiians up in arms, but in the long run, now it's going to go back down in the courts and it just drag on. And I would think that when these people don't end up paying their land tax, for a couple of years, and the thing would go in foreclosure, and he'll, you can buy them cheaper than if you have to deal with each one of those people, or the descendants of the Kulianas that he's trying to escound.
Well, you may know more about this than I, but typically when there is land that's in the land court that's Kuleana lands with Kanaka people living on it, the tax rate is $25 a year. So it's not like it's going to be crazy outrageous tax. I mean, if it's recorded the right way.
You know, it's the crazy outrageous tax, but the 25, 25, 25, and then these people who are on the fee pass away, they don't have any, you don't have a will, so that you would have to probate, and then you would have to find all these other people, and I guess that's what the letters were, to beat the bushes, to find all these people to come forward.
Yes, most of the time people just put a notice in very, very fine print in the classified ads for, you know, a month, and if somebody doesn't look and see their name is there, it just, then the public notice happens. So I've heard from people that lawyers are calling them, you know, I'm not one of them, but it seems like there has been a greater than ordinary effort to find the owners. What is your opinion on this whole topic?
Like I said, I bet you they're just beating the bushes and smoking mirrors. And so then when these Hawaiians, that they're not on the fee, but they're related to the individuals on the fee that passed away, to do a probate, you spend lots of money, and this guy Zuckerberg, he'll just wait everybody out and then buy it cheaper than on a foreclosure than he can get it in, if you have to deal with each individual land commission awardees or the descendants.
I see. Well, I am hoping, I'm always hoping for the best, that somehow a good layer that has come out of this is that that people who weren't even aware of this dynamic, that it becomes on the surface, it becomes something that's looked at. And when Kaniela Ng is putting this bill out, that we start to work on it in a really responsible way. I think I've heard that there is some suggestion. Actually, maybe Kamealoha knows. The OHA, is Office of Hawaiian Affairs, are they taking some action on that?
I don't know about them. I was just going to say that, you know, in terms of the global impact that this would have, my big takeaway from this is that, you know, there's a lot more people aware than there were before, and there's a lot more people now who are willing to take the time to go research their genealogy, and more people trying to figure out how they're connected, whether it's here on Kauai or other places where there's Kuleana land. So I guess it would be all throughout Hawaii. So that's a real positive. None of what I'm saying is going to impact the individual Kuleana landowners that are there in the Ko'olau Moku. But there has been an awakening, and you know, there's multiple issues. You know, where we talk about the use of the Alaloa, the different trails, or the Alahele trails, and the beach access, of course, and then the use of places, the different Wahipana, where there were traditional knowledge practices that were present for a very long time. So I know all of those more global issues, hopefully they'll be able to be brought forth in a more open way, and people are going to have a lot more access to these different areas, especially here in the Ko'olau area, where there's been a number of places where the beach access has been kind of contentious.
And for people who don't know, the Ko'olau area is about Anahola to Kalihiwai.
Yeah, that's about
Kalihiwai
right.
Kalihiwai starts on Namahana,
Namahana, which is just below Kalihiwai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a really good movement forward. And you went to Oahu. What did you go to Oahu for?
I went there for the Ahamoku. I went there for the Ahamoku, and then I went there for our project as well, Kaiulu. But, yeah, I went there, Ahamoku, to try to work with different people on the bills itself. So we actually met with Senator Galateria, Berkeley mm-hmm. Galateria, and then Miley Shimabukuro. So on the different Ahamoku, I think there's like three or four different Ahamoku bills, And we just tried to provide some input on the bills to strengthen them, to make it a lot more clear, and hopefully something good will happen out of the work that we did last week. But it's always interesting to go to the state capitol. It's one of the first times I participated at that level, so I learned a lot. It was interesting, very interesting. It's nice buildings.
Yeah, I really encourage people to be involved over there. There's so much that happens. I probably wrote 10 testimonies today, 10 testimonies yesterday.
Wow.
Almost every day, like, I go to capitol.hawaii.gov, which is capitol.hawaii.gov. And, you know, it's worth it to sign in. And we are so lucky. We've got a really good program. And sometimes what I'll do is I will just look at, I'll put tomorrow's date in to see what's coming up, and I'll put the date after to see what's coming up. But you can put words in, like charter schools. Like one that I wrote on today was, I wrote on the Ahamoku system today to continue the funding, because things go away at that point. Another one that I have, I didn't understand it deeply, but this is very important because it's tomorrow. So when there are vocational programs like massage schools, you know, art schools, where there's something where people need to have certification when you're done with it. I'm looking at these bills. There's one both in the House and in the Senate that is shifting to where it's like $10,000 for a fee to do it, which, you know, for most of these programs, those are almost just above a public service, and nobody's getting rich off of that. So that can be the kind of thing where it just shuts it down. So, like, I couldn't tell if, are they just trying to shut down, you know, like the Rolfing School and the structural integration or the massage. It didn't only specify body work. That's just what I seem to know the most about. But it's very important to be watching it. And a lot of times people don't notice until it's after the fact. So if you have something that you're interested, even like a year ago, we were really fighting these forced vaccinations. And you might look in there and just on a keyword, Marshall, like on capitol.hawaii.gov, over on the left where it gives different boxes, you can look by keyword, you can look by date, you can look by bill number, and you can also have it give you notifications. But there is one called, there's a box that says keywords, if you put vaccinations in there. Because last year we had 6 bills for forcing vaccinations. 1 passed, 5 didn't. But the other 5 are in there again. And forced vaccinations means, like, that you can't, you know, do this or do that, or, you know, you can get into all this kind of trouble if you don't vaccinate. And while I don't have a problem with vaccination necessarily, I have a problem with it being forced. And I'm going to have Dr. Lee Evslin in here, and we're going to talk story about that, because he's pretty pro-vaccination. I don't know about forced, but we went to the legislature together last week, and I like to talk to people who have a different viewpoint than I do, because then we get to learn. We've got a lot of really good shows coming up, but all of them really fit in Ahamoku, too. Ahamoku is, that layers across almost anything in life, like, really, even that issue that I just brought up,
well,
forced vaccinations, like, sort of,
well,
health.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a stretch. It's a stretch.
Yeah, it's a stretch. What I was going to say was that, you know, Ahamoku, what we're trying to do is we're just trying to look at different environmental issues inside our Ahupua, and see if there's a cultural strand to it. And if there's a cultural strand and it makes sense for us to be involved in, then we get involved in it. It's this issue of the Alalua, the fishing charter around the island. It's sort of appealing to the Ahamoku, but then also to the work that I do at Kaiaulu. And it's the same thing, just trying to make people aware that there are these resources that we have on the island, and that they're important for people to know. But also, a lot of people travel along the Alaloa Trail. I don't know, you know, you have the bike trail, I know some of that is alalo tree. I don't know which parts are, but I know for sure their parts are. So we want people to know what they're traveling on, and we want them to be respectful, and we want to point out all of the different cultural signs, some of the sacred signs, and we just want to make people as aware as possible that it's still they made it into like a bike path, at least a part in the Wailua side, a bike path and a walking path. But history didn't start 100 or 200 years ago. It started years and years ago before that.
Right.
So we're just trying to make sure that people know. But that's one of the things that I do on a normal basis, is actually go out to the Alaloa Trail in Wailua area, and I do classes there early in the morning to educate people about that and other Vahipana cultural sites and Vahikapu sacred sites in the area. Yeah, that's a lot of fun to do. I have a lot of people who show up at those things.
I'll have to come to one of yours. I haven't done that yet. If you let me know when.
Yeah, okay. So right now it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So 3 days a week. I'm by Hikina Kalas, right below the Hilton Hawaii.
That's 4 days a week.
4 days a week. So 3 days a week I'm at, by Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Okay.
And then another on the Tuesday I'm at Kauai Beach Resort. And I'm kind of surprised at the number of people that show up at 5 o'clock in the morning to come and listen to these hour and a half, 2 hour long sort of walking tour things. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful because it gives people an opportunity to see and participate in something that's authentic.
And is there a reason for the choice of 5 a.m.?
Yeah, well, we try to also celebrate the rising of the sun, because that's a real big thing. But we also know just the idea of going to the ocean, and before you go into the ocean, you got to do prayer. So we try to talk about not just the practices and the history, but we also try to talk about the sacred, spiritual, and it gives us an opportunity to practice different chants. And we can share the information with people too. And there's all of these new emerging things that have come about. Papakuma Kavalu, I'm sure some people are familiar with that, a holistic way of looking at the our natural and our cultural resources. So it's just a whole lot more, and it's a lot more full than it was before. And so all of this, part of the work that I do is, of course, Ahamoku work, and then the other work that I do is with Kaya'ulu. So it's a blessing.
And the Kupuna, can you speak to the Kanaka worldview on the value of honoring our people with years and years of experience, our seniors?
Yeah. Kupuna can be those who are here and then those who have transitioned. Anything, quite honestly, could be Kupuna. So, yeah, they're revered, definitely,
and
for sure.
And when we have senior people on the team, it really matters, like, to treat them extra special and love them.
Yeah.
Like, for example, at the top of the hour, Jazz with John is coming up.
Oh, aloha.
And our John Gordon, this is your birthday today, yeah?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Haole lahana, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Your birthday,
and
John.
So I think you are our most kupuna on the KKCR team.
By a long shot.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So come over here on this piece here, because I want to really honor you. You do so many good things for Kauai and the world, and in many, many ways. So can
81?
I say 81? Yay. That's so much gratitude for each one of those 81 years. And, do you want to share a moment for us of what, you feel like, what's your outlook on the world today? Like, what matters to you? What, if you were talking to somebody who was 18 instead of 81, what would you tell them?
Well, I think we're in for kind of a rough time during the administration of the next president. And I guess I would tell people to don't give up and persevere, because we've been through a lot of situations. But anyway, I'm basically optimistic, but cautiously so.
Are you old enough? I hate to ask that question. Are you old enough to remember McCarthyism?
Yes,
Were you born after the World War II? You were born after that, right?
Before.
In
fact, I remember, we had when we were studying management, there's a thing called a significant emotional event, which burns into your memory for your life. Like one was when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Mm-hmm. Another one was when they bombed Pearl Harbor, and I was 41. I was about 5 years old, and I remember I was playing in the neighbor's yard playing baseball, and my folks came out and said, the Japanese just bombed Pearl Harbor.
You were in Hawaii.
No, I was in Missouri.
Oh, got you. Yeah,
I can remember the JFK, and I was in baby school.
Yeah.
And we want to sing to you.
Oh, okay.
So we gotta put Marshall on the on the thing too.
Oh,
okay,
Marshall, you
gotta come in here too. He's got a better voice than me.
Wow.
Okay, and come.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So you ready?
Yes, yes, yes.
You,
here you go.
You got a better voice than me.
Man, how oli laha now? How oli laha now? How oli laha now? How oli laha now?
Yay!
Yay! Ooh.
Very nice.
You have to blow it out.
Oh, there you go.
You have
make
to make a wish.
Yes.
Right
yes.
on. Thank
Yay.
You.
Wow.
I've still got good lungs, and that comes from playing the saxophone for a lot of years.
Wow. Playing the saxophone. You've been in an air traffic controller. Is that right? No.
No, engineer.
Engineer.
Yeah, we were the guys that took care of the stuff on the ground for the air traffic controllers.
And you were in the Air Force?
No, the Navy.
The Navy. Okay, boats, planes. Actually, the boats have planes on them. But what did you do for the Navy?
I was an engineering officer on an ocean-going minesweeper, which was about 175 feet long, made out of wood. And you would not believe how rough it rode.
And did you have to do active duty anywhere, or were you lucky enough to miss a war?
No, I did 2 years of active duty.
In which war?
No, not a war. I was between wars. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, but I guess I did get enough qualifying time that the American Legion wants me to join, but I think I'm a little bit old. But, yeah, I was on active duty 2 years and then in the reserves for about 7 years, and then the FAA told the Navy they wouldn't release me if I got called, so I had to get out of the reserve. So anyway, it's a great experience. I went through ROTC in college. So.
Wow.
Yeah. And John has been with Kauai Community Radio since the start, yes?
Not exactly, no. I came over to volunteer right after it did when it was just starting up, and then I ended up getting an offer to go back to work as a consultant and contractor, so I didn't start right away then. I don't know how long I've been here. I was on the board for 3 years, chairman of the board, and then I started working on the air. So.
Well, we know we love you, and you do a really great job with jazz, and I have a gift of a DVD that I want to give you, and it's it says on there Selena Jukes, but it's really Tora Smart. I mean, Selena, do you know Tora Smart?
Yeah.
That's Kirk's wife, and
I do.
Noel Jukes' daughter, and so she's got a double CD out with her and her father. And
yeah, I play a lot of her father's music. He's amazing saxophone.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny because our son in Honolulu sent me a videotape, believe it or not, and I haven't looked at it yet, but one of the big sections of this was video I took right after Nikkei. I came over from Honolulu on a C-130 and shot video, and I took it back. That was Saturday morning. I took it back Sunday and then shipped it on an airplane to our FAA office in Los Angeles so they could see what we were dealing with over on Kauai. So he says I ought to edit it. I haven't looked at it yet, but not this time around. So.
Well, I saw today that we've got this F-22 Raptor that apparently is going to start getting stationed here and doing weapons testing in our ocean. That's like a little, you know. That's a little bit discouraging. All of our legislators voted for that. And we're getting the Osprey helicopters, too. So both of those are pretty noisy. I guess people were kind of a little shocked yesterday. Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it. I mean, of course, I heard about it.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. I was hearing about it.
Yeah, I heard that it had an impact on some birds, on some of the endangered species. So that's kind of surprising.
Yeah. It's a little...
Yeah, I don't know too much about it. I've, of course, heard about it, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of a change, and I would say it affects the ahamokus, you know, yeah, like all those things. It's like where does our ability to have say in things begin and end? And so I just want to honor you, and
thank you.
We're going to hear from Amy Goodman in just a moment to, you know,
okay,
help keep KKCR going strong. And before we go, we'll do the alohas right after that, and then we're going to hear John Gordon with the County Council report, because he does a good job, and that's a wonderful service that you keep people up and informed. And tonight we have Kilauea Neighborhood Association meeting. People say, how come Kilauea always gets it? Well, because I live in Kilauea, and I'm part of the KNA, so it's on my mind. And if you want things announced, you gotta call me or tell us, and then we'll get that in there. We've got all kinds of public service announcements, but here is Amy Goodman.
Aloha, listeners of KKCR. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour, urging you to support Kauai Community Radio. KKCR has been broadcasting from their jungle shack and building community in the island since 1997. Please show your love for KKCR by making an investment in the station that loves you. Your support at any level will pay dividends all year long and ensure the continued success of Kauai Community Radio. From our family at Democracy Now! To your ohana in the center of the Pacific, mahalo for your support. It really does make a difference.
All right. So, Marshall is always doing his support and homework here for me. Okay, you looked up the vaccinations. What did you see?
I see House Bill 779. It is relating to vaccines exempts from vaccination, revaccination, or immunization requirements of the Department of Health. Any person who objects in writing to the requirements due to the person's philosophical beliefs replaces the Director of Health's discretion to overcome an individual's objection because of an epidemic with authority to order unvaccinated individuals to self-quarantine at home.
So that's kind of the opposite of what I was saying. That's actually protecting individual rights. And I'll look up later and I'll post it on Facebook. I thought I saw like six and some that looked pretty threatening, but that one is the opposite of that.
So that's the last update on it was January 25th. It referred to the HLT-JUD. So what's that? House legal team? Or
House Justice Department, yeah, I think.
Okay.
That's a good one. And so in just a moment, we are going to hear Jazz with John. I want to give Kamealoha a moment for a final thought and an aloha.
Okay. Mahalo. Mahalo ia okoa pau na hoa aina na hoa kai ke kahi. Mahalo.
Mahalo. All right. And ha'ole laha now.
Ha'ole laha now.